We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith.
Thank you very much. And my friends, I want to read you two verses from the 6th chapter of Galatians. I want you to notice these verses because I thought of something in a little different way as I read them. And I want to get the idea over to you. I'm reading the 9th and 10th verses of the 6th chapter of Galatians. Now you make a note of it. Galatians, the 6th chapter, the 9th and 10th verses. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are the household of faith. Now, the Lord never lets anybody be saved by works. We are saved by grace through faith. That not of ourselves, it's a gift of God. I can't earn salvation. I can't pay for it after I get it. The gift of God's eternal life. I don't work to be saved. I work because I am saved. Now, a man can do some good, humanly speaking, who isn't a Christian. A horse can be gentle. A dog can be kind to his master. Even animals have certain good traits about them. But they're animal traits. Now, some people have some very attractive, natural traits. You're bound to know that. Something about a little baby that's very sweet and attractive. Nothing's more beautiful than a little baby, and yet that baby that's born, it belongs to an Adamic race, belongs to a fallen race. There's something about little children that's sweet and beautiful. I'm suspicious of people that don't love babies and don't love little children. But that's in a natural realm that they operate. The baby smiles, the baby looks at you, stretches out his arms, a little helpless thing, and you take the baby in your arms. But there's nothing divine about that. That little baby in this world, if he dies, his little baby goes to heaven, because God never sent anybody to hell for what Adam did. We don't go to hell because Adam sinned. We go to hell because we sin. Ways of sin is death. Our baby can't sin because a baby doesn't know what sin is. But when a baby grows up and says no to God, goes against that which is clearly taught and forbidden, goes ahead, then that baby has sin of his own, see. So we are natural sinners. We are inclined to sin. The baby wants what he wants. He cries if he doesn't get it. He's mad if he doesn't get it. But he quits crying. He's still a sweet little baby. Now, a man may have a good many lovely traits. He may be attractive in many ways. But the man is naturally a sinner. He's talking here to Christians now. Let us not be weary in well-doing. In other words, we Christians, as Christians, should do the thing that's right. We should do good, see? We should do good. We should be kind. We should be Christian. We should be good citizens. And by the way, all the Orthodox Bible-believing Christians I know are good citizens. I never saw an old-time fundamentalist in my life that wasn't a good American. Never saw one in my life that wasn't. You never saw an old-time fundamental American that was, you ever wondered about whether he's a patriotic citizen or not? They always have been. They ought to be good citizens. We ought to render to Caesar the things of Caesar's, God the things of God. So God's interested in our doing good deeds. But here's the difference. A Christian can do good in the name of Christ. A sinner can't. That's the difference. Now, for instance, Bible says you give a cup of cold water in my name, you have a reward. You give a cup of cold water. Whatever you do in word or deed, you do for the glory of God. Now, that's different between what a Christian does and what a sinner does. Now, a Christian feeds the hungry. A sinner can feed the hungry. But when a Christian feeds the hungry, he does it in the name of Jesus, with the love of God in his heart. A sinner doesn't, see? But it's good to feed a fellow. It's all right, but you don't get anything out of it. Though I give my body to be burned, I have a thousand other things. And feed the poor, and clothe the naked, and do all that. It profits me nothing, in the sense that I'm not saved by it. I'm saved by grace through faith. But now, as a Christian, having trusted Christ, having been saved, I become a child of God. Now notice this next verse. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially, notice that word especially, unto them who are of the household of faith. You know, God's interested in sinners. He wants sinners saved. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God loves sinners. He loves all men. He loves people who are on their way to hell. God loves a drunkard. God loves a fallen woman. God loves sinners. He's a God of love. He doesn't love the sin that the sinner commits. And he doesn't fail to punish the sinner for his sin and all that. But God's a God of love. Now, he loves a sinner. He loves every poor, lost sinner. And God says, the Lord says, that he sends the rain on the just and the unjust. Here's a Christian lives in a home, and next door to him is a sinner lives there. A rain comes and waters both lawns, see. God waters his sinner's lawn and waters the lawn of the saints, see. He loves the sinner. But do you know, many women, when you read that word, especially in this verse, I want you to stop to think. There's an obligation that God Almighty has to his child. He does not have to a sinner. God has no obligation to water the lawn of a sinner. But God's a good God, and he loves a sinner and wants to see a sinner saved. But God becomes obligated as a father to everybody that's saved. Now, as many as received him, that is Jesus, we read in the Bible, to them gave he the right to become the children of God. Now, the moment I accepted Christ, I moved out of a realm. I ceased to be a child of the devil and became a child of God. Now, as a child of God, God's under special obligations to his children. Remember that now. Now, what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world, lose his own soul? God said, I don't want you to lose your soul. Then he looked out, Jesus said, ye will not come to me, ye might have life. Yes, sinners, you will not come, I'd be glad to save you. But you know, God's not under obligation to save a sinner unless a sinner comes to him through Jesus Christ for salvation. But the moment a sinner comes to Christ, he steps out of one realm into another realm. He's born again. Now he's a child of God. So here Paul was writing now. He said, now, brethren, let's do good to everybody. But don't forget now. Don't forget, let's especially be good to Christian people. Born again Christians. Let's be good to our own family. Remember these folks that have accepted Christ. If you're going to show anybody anything, any favor, do that to them. I spoke on the last chapter of Romans where Paul said, now, remember now to be good to Phoebe. She's been a good Christian woman, and she's coming over there to you and be good to you. He goes on down there and names a long list of Christians and says so and so and so and so and so and so. And all of these now, be good to them. Receive them. Remember now, receive them as Christians, not as sinners. But he comes on down there and said, now, wait a minute. Mark them that cause division in doctrines. Paul, certain folks that have been causing Paul trouble, hadn't stood by him in his preaching and his doctrines and his gospel. He said, mark them now and avoid them. Now, receive these other people. Be good to these other people. But avoid these others. Avoid giving them Christian recognition, see, because they'll give you trouble. You've no right to say you're going to give a sinner Christian recognition. You give a sinner the recognition belongs to a sinner. You pray for him. You try to save him. You try to get him right with God. You tell him that God loves him. God wants to save him. But you have a special obligation to Christians, not to sinners. In the old days when I was a boy, the saints had a special love for each other. They'd get together, Christians out there in the country, have fellowship. And a man came along that didn't believe the Bible. People prayed for him, but they couldn't have fellowship with a fellow like that, you know. They'd pray for him and say, oh, I wish he'd be saved, so forth. But there were strong ties that bound together God's people. Now today in America, the Orthodox Bible-believing Christians that won't compromise, won't go along, won't trim, won't go against the Word of God, and there's no question about what the Word of God teaches. They're the people that are looked down upon and kicked around, see. And they're the people that God's especially interested in. He takes care of his own. As we have therefore opportunities, let's do good to all men, especially unto them who are the household of faith. Be especially kind to them. If thy enemy hunger, feed him. That's all right. Give him something to eat, see. But if you have a Christian over there that's hungry, and a sinner that's hungry, go and give his sinner something. But be especially good to the saint. That's what he said. Now, God's interest in his own. Now, listen, don't you be discouraged. Your Father's God. You're a child of God if you've been born again, if you've been saved. You call God your Father. He's not the father of sinners. We're children of God by faith in Jesus Christ. That's what the Bible says. I became a child of God when I trusted Christ. That's clearly taught in the Word. as many received him, he gave them the right to become children of God. So you are a child of God. All this universal fatherhood of God is not in the Bible. Not a word about that. Jesus said, you're your father, the devil. You're children of God by faith in Jesus Christ. That's all clear in the Word of God. Strange how people won't read it and see it. All right. Now, here you are. You've got a neighbor that's a sinner. Pray for your neighbor. Try to win him to Christ. Do your best, guys. If he's sick, take him something. Take some flowers over there. Be good to him. But on the other side of you is some old saint. Your sister, your brother, if you're a child of God. Now, you have a special obligation to him. The Lord takes care of his own. He says, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you. Now, God Almighty waters the lawn of the unjust while he waters the lawn of the just. But God looks down on the just and says, there's my child. That's a faithful servant of mine. He's dearer to me as the apple of mine eye. I love him. God's interested in you if you're a Christian. You're his child. You call him father. Like as a father pitieth his children, the Lord pitieth them that fear him. Like one whom his mother comforts, the Lord comforts you. You're a child of God. Oh, it's wonderful to be a God's child. Call him father. Know you're saved. Know your trust in Christ. If you haven't done that, I wish you'd do it. The saints of God over this country, I've seen them persecuted and seen people oppress them. And all this ecclesiastical machinery bearing down. But thank God for those who are standing true all over America. As we have therefore opportunity, let's do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Our Heavenly Father, help us to be faithful. Help us to be true and loyal to the Lord Jesus Christ and to be good to everybody, kind, do good to everybody. But especially, help us to be faithful in our relation to the saints of God. Help us to do good especially to them. For Jesus' sake, amen.
You have just heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist, and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. This program is sponsored by Bob Jones University.